In the gospel today, the evangelist Luke presents us with Christ on a mission of mercy to Jairus' daughter, 12 years old, who's dying. And in the middle of this journey to Jairus' house, a woman who has been suffering from a flow of blood for as long as Jairus' daughter has been alive comes to Jesus and touches him and receives healing. To the one, he was able to bring life, and to the other, he was able to heal her womb. And it is to this one, the woman with the flow of blood, that I would like to look at today. Because to have a flow of blood in Israel was to be considered ritually unclean, especially one that continued on and on, as it did for this woman, for 12 years. And according to the law given by the Lord to Moses, anyone with the flow of blood who touched another person or another thing made that person or thing ritually unclean. So she was an outcast in a way. And she suffered in secret for 12 years. And not only suffered, but spent her entire livelihood on doctors. And Mark's gospel goes further and says she spent all her money on doctors and her condition got worse instead of better. Imagine the woman's shame at her condition, her embarrassment, her inability to touch anyone without making them unclean. And so it is that in this great crowd of people, she comes to Jesus by stealth, hidden in secret, like a pickpocket, looking for a chance. She comes up, St. Luke says, from behind, in secret, and thinks, if only I touch him. Realizing she's transgressing, because by touching him, she makes someone else unclean. But thinks, if I only touch this one, Jesus, I will be healed. And so, in a way, she does steal something from him. Power. And Jesus says so when he says, who touched me? For I sensed power going out of me. As God, he knew, but as man, it comes to him as surprise that someone touched him and something of his went out from him. And the woman does not hide herself any longer. She does not remain hidden nor in secret. Compelled by her shame and her embarrassment to stay away. But she comes forward. She comes forward to say not only that it is she who touched Jesus, which is all he asked. He asked one thing, who touched me? But she came and unburdened the shame of her heart to say why she had touched him, how she had been suffering. And in a moment of faith in him, touched him and was healed by the Messiah. So though he says to her, your faith has made you well, it is his power who made her well. But her faith opened up her heart to receive his power. That as she touched him, he touched her and healed her. Healed her from her illness, healed her from the shame she carried about her illness. And beloved, we too can have shame. Shame about our sins. We can be so ashamed of them that we think we can hide from God. We hide from others. We try even to hide from ourselves. There is only one place when we are in such a way and state, and that place is the person of Messiah Jesus. As the woman in the gospel went beyond her shame to touch the living Christ, we must go beyond our shame about any sin we have committed. Because our sins truly are a passion in us that are worked out in what we say and think and do. And there is no new passion under the sun. Not from the creation of the world and Adam and Eve. If we feel about a certain sin so ashamed that how could I have committed this? What lurks behind it is pride. Because that is pride, to think that we are better than committing some sin or other. Pride hidden in our heart. And pride will make us run away, trying to hide ourselves from God, from others, from ourselves. Nor, when we come to confession, should we fear, what's Father going to think of me? The priest isn't there to think about anyone or judge anyone. The prayers of confession make clear the priest stands only as a witness with the person confessing sins before God. Standing there as a co-sufferer, as one who also must confess his sins. So, beloved, let no sin of ours keep us from God. Keep us from confessing our sins. Not shame, not pride disguised as shame. Not embarrassment, but like the woman, let us come forward to Christ to unburden our heart, to open us up to him, to reach out to him and discover that he has already reached out to us because there he is in our heart. That we receive from him forgiveness of sins, healing, freedom from shame and embarrassment, deliverance from the sin of pride through his humility. Let us turn to him at any moment, and at every moment turn to him. Let no sin of ours keep us away from him. And let no shame or embarrassment over our sin keep us from him. But let us come to him with faith like the woman and discover he is the one who can make us whole and bring us with himself into his kingdom with the Father and the Spirit.